Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Mothman doesn't predict disasters. He makes me cause them. My first wreck killed 6 people. 6. I was on a 12-hour haul, only the second time driving a fully loaded 18-wheeler up the interstate. It was early in the morning. I passed signs for West Virginia, knowing I was just a few hours from my drop. But above those signs, I saw something else. A giant, winged thing. It was perched on the overhead signage like some massive black bird, wrapped in its own plumage. I remember thinking it had to be one of those condors I'd seen once in Utah. But what the hell was a giant condor doing in West Virginia? I didn't have time to dwell. Up ahead, a Jeep was jackknifed across the road, its hazards blinking. The offending vehicle laid on its side too, making the crash block a combined 4 lanes of highway traffic. I had been trained for runaway loads, black ice, bad fog, even single-laned obstacles. But a 4-lane obstacle? The only answer was brakes. My engine blared a deep brrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr high-pitched whine as I pulled the pneumatics. My heart was in my throat. I did my best to steer 40,000 pounds of steel into a skidding halt, but as you might imagine, that much momentum doesn't stop easy. I prayed, loudly and helplessly. My prayers went unanswered as my truck plowed into the downed Jeep, flinging it aside like a plastic toy. My trailer steamrolled the other car, flattening it instantly. The two cars had only crashed moments ago. The passengers never had time to get out. By the time the police and ambulance showed up, everyone was pronounced dead. Well, everyone except me, that is. Physically, I was fine. Barely a scratch on me, thanks to the height of the truck cab. But mentally, I was destroyed. In fact, as I type this out now, I realize I still haven't ever truly recovered from that first wreck. All too vividly, I could still picture my truck's massive wheel flattening that young mother's neck, turning her head into soup. All too vividly, I could still hear the sounds of my trailer wheels crushing the other car, ending the screams so abruptly. Sounds I won't ever be able to unhear. My distress grew worse when the affected families got a hold of my contact information. They sent lots of messages. Hateful messages. Yes, the two cars had already collided before I got there. And yes, some of the victims may have died anyway. But my 18-wheeler was the clear Grim Reaper in the accident. It was my foot above the gas pedal that sealed the deal for those six. Everyone blamed the disaster on me. And even though my dash cam footage cleared me of any criminal charges, I did hit the brakes as soon as I could. The families still pointed to my momentary lapse. Those few seconds on camera where I appeared to be distracted. Those precious couple seconds where I fixed on the highway sign, on the giant winged thing that wasn't supposed to be there. If I hadn't been so caught off guard, who knows? Maybe I would have seen the flickering red hazmat lights just a little bit sooner. Maybe I could have stopped in time. I left the whole trucking industry after that, losing about $10,000 on those expensive driving courses. I just couldn't drive anything so large and dangerous again. Every other person on the road felt like a brittle skeleton wrapped in skin waiting to die in an accident. I sought counseling, took a break from all employment, and I even moved back home with my parents. I felt like I really needed to work on myself mentally and recoup. And barely 2 months into my recouping, the next big disaster struck. At the theme park. When I heard my niece was turning 12 and going to the local fair with her younger sister, I jumped at the chance to be the cool uncle and take them. It seemed like the perfect family outing. Fun for them and a welcome distraction for me. And for the first half of the theme park day, we had a blast. We rode the pirate ship ride, conquered the mirror maze. I even won them a large Shadow the Hedgehog from one of the carnival games. My niece has loved carrying the jumbo plushie. And then came the roller coaster. It was one of the newer kinds, faster, brighter, and featuring a long corkscrew segment which left you hanging upside down. My nieces were daring each other to try it, so I agreed to go on with them together. We were next in line. Both girls were teasing each other with anticipation when my stomach started twisting knots. I tried to shake it off as nothing. As needless paranoia from all the loud, fast-moving metal. But that's when I saw it. The dark-winged thing. It was back. This time, it was crouched only 30 feet away on top of the tiny operating booth, where some pimply ginger kid manned the roller coaster controls. I grabbed the shoulders of both my nieces. "Don't panic," I muttered under my breath. They both looked at me, wide-eyed with anticipation. "Uncle Tanner, don't make it sound scarier than it already is." I stared down at them. "You don't see it?" The birthday girl rolled her eyes. "You mean the death ride we signed up to go on? Yeah, we could see it, Uncle." They couldn't see it. I surveyed the crowd around me and realized no one else had noticed the sudden appearance of that ominous black thing above us. A slice of night in the middle of day. Back in my truck, I thought that it had been a giant bird with ruffled feathers. But at the theme park, I could see it was a far more humanoid thing, wrapped in some kind of billowing black shroud. The humanoid turned to me, and I could see it had no head. At least, not in a traditional sense. Instead, its face appeared to conform to its torso, a twisted, indiscernible visage with the brightest set of red eyes I had ever seen. Two burning stoplights. Before I could say anything, the roller coaster began to squeal. Everyone turned to see the carts hit a speed that looked much too fast.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
First, there was Tuesday. Then, there was Taco Tuesday. Now at Wendy's, there's Takis Tuesday. Get a new Takis Fuego meal, a.k.a. Takis Fuego Chicken Sandwich, Fuego Fries inspired by Takis, a bag of Takis Fuego Chips, a small drink, and also a small Frosty Classic. Yes, you can get that any day, but on Takis Tuesday, the Frosty is free. Make every Tuesday a Takis Tuesday. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego Chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
The red-haired teen panicked inside the control booth, repeatedly flicking switches.
Is that normal?
One of my nieces pointed at the sparks flying from the last cart on the coaster, bright orange streams of light. No. As I turned back, I saw the teenager try once more to pull a large red lever, but was unable to. He ran outside the booth, screaming into his walkie.
The ride won't stop. Please help. Please send help.
Behind him, the living shroud thing scooped one of its wings down towards the red lever. Without a moment's hesitation, I ran towards the booth, terrified that this shadow being was about to cause another accident. Patrons gasped around me. My nieces gawked. When I bursted into the operator's booth, the creature's black wing hovered around the red lever like a dense sheet of fog. Across the wing's surface, I saw a pattern I still remember vividly. A pattern of tiny screaming faces. Faces without eyes or noses, screaming for their lives and dissipating into the ether, as if the creature was continuously shedding miniature souls. I batted with my hand, and the black wing dissipated. Gone, like campfire smoke. I grabbed a hold of the lever and pulled with my entire upper body, clenching my teeth and wincing.
Please, please, please!
This time, my prayers were answered. The lever lowered.
Yes!
But before I had time to celebrate, there came a loud screeching pang. The horrible sound of something dislodging. As I turned to look at the red metal tracks, I saw the roller coaster had flown off. It went sailing, high in the sky. I ran out of the booth, gripping the sides of my head, completely in shock. Every single park-goer froze in place with their eyes on the fairgrounds below. The coaster had just fallen into one of the theme park's shops. The collapsed roof stared back like a gaping maw. A black hole of death. A freak accident. When I pulled the lever, the coaster's rails couldn't handle the emergency brake. It was all my fault. If my life had hit rock bottom from the truck crash, and now dug past rock bottom into a new subterranean low, my nieces were traumatized. I was traumatized. The ensuing litigation turned into a court massage, which even now, after 4 months, is still getting started. 24 deaths in need of an explanation. 24 deaths all tied to my hand. Once again, I legally wasn't to blame. The maintenance of the roller coaster was the problem. But that didn't stop people from petitioning outside my parents' house, asking for my arrest. My whole entire family looked at me differently. Parents, cousins, grandparents. They thought I was cursed. And I don't blame them. What are the odds of someone facing two of such disasters in their lifetime? I was speechless for weeks after the roller coaster accident. Had trouble getting out of bed, which I could never fall asleep in anyways. I struggled to function at all from the overwhelming remorse, the self-loathing, but most of all, the fear. The fear that I would see that winged nightmare again. I've shared all this with you because now I'm on the verge of my third disaster. Yes, you heard me. Third. For the first time in months, I borrowed my mom's Civic to go pick up some medication from the nearby mall's pharmacy. I was actually proud of myself for not getting a panic attack today. I'd been doing so well. After grabbing my meds, I was just about to pull out of the mall's parking lot when I saw a rustling silhouette on the exit sign. A silhouette that looked like a massive bird shrouded in black mist. I reversed my car. I put it in park. My ensuing panic attack must have lasted at least 10 minutes. My uncontrollable crying, another 5.
Please,
I spoke inside my car, wiping my face.
Leave me alone. I don't want to hurt anybody. Please, just let me go.
Unlike the first two accidents with the winged bean, this time, I was by myself. Every other patron was far away from the mall entrance. I was at least a 3-minute drive from the highway. What disaster was there to strike? Despite my ignition being off, something activated the accessory power in my car. The speakers blared white noise. I twisted the volume knob down, but it did nothing. Outside my car, I could see the massive wings leapt off the sign. The living shroud thing glided towards my vehicle. I jumped into the back seat, wrapping hands around my eyes like a toddler. I was too afraid to leave the car. I was too afraid to even look at what was coming. But I could hear it. The monster landed on the hood with a padded thud. The whole vehicle shook from its landing.
No!
I wailed one last time. In response, the white static from my radio undulated. It formed words.
You.
Every blood vessel inside me froze. I swear, my heart then stopped.
You will kill 7 more.
It sounded inhuman. Like the static in the radio itself was being manipulated to form words.
The crane. You will hit the crane.
With the smallest, most infinitesimal use of energy, I spread one finger away from my eye. Outside my windshield, I couldn't see the monster. But there, on the opposite side of the parking lot, I saw the crane. A rusted yellow construction crane at the side of the mall under renovation. The base of the crane was awfully close to the curb on the street. One small sideswipe from my car, and it was entirely possible that those rickety yellow beams would collapse into the mall, causing untold damage.
No.
I covered my eyes again.
I'm not doing that.
A pause in the white noise. Small surges in the sound, like sonic tadpoles, traveled across the radio static.
You will.
There came a red flash. A red flash so powerful that even through my closed eyes, even through my cupped hands, I felt blinked. The radio died. The static, tense feeling in the air disappeared. I uncurled myself from my fetal position and waited for my vision to unblur. When my feet touched the floor, my shoes crunched on something odd. Is that sand? Once I could see well enough, I realized I wasn't even inside my car. I was inside some malevolent entity's joke of a car. My mother's entire 1994 Honda Civic was being recreated in some kind of extremely coarse, shiny black sand.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I was surrounded by the sand.
The hell?
As I grabbed at the door, it dissolved in my hands. Then the roof above me collapsed, avalanching a big pile of sand. I spat out a mouthful and tried the edge out of the car. But as soon as my foot put pressure on the ground, I began to sink.
Shit!
All I could do was grab at other pieces of the sand car, which all dissolved. The sand swirled and sank in the same direction. It was whirlpooling at my feet.
No! No!
It's like the sand was alive. The pressure around my ankles began to tug, pulling firmer and firmer. I tried to swim. Big strokes, quick strokes, doggy paddle. I even managed to maintain waist height for a little while. But that's where I lost hope, because that's when I saw where I was. Endless sand in all directions. Miles of it. Oceans. I was in the middle of a black sand desert. Above me, the sky was the color of midnight, without any stars or moon. And it's not that it was foggy. I could tell that the sky was completely unobscured. It's just that the sky simply didn't have any stars. There was nothing above me, save for the two red dots. Two little stars. I knew they were eyes, and I could tell they were leering at me with an intensity I've never felt before. Were they angry? I'm not sure. Even as I'm writing this now, I couldn't tell you the motivation behind the entity, or why it chose me. The sand pulled me down, piles of it forming around me, dragging aggressively. I put up a small, feeble fight, but like an ant in a sandpit, I eventually succumbed to the overwhelming force. With a clenched mouth, I closed my eyes and accepted my descent into the long, coarse dark. I must have turned chalk white from fear. I had never been so scared. Never felt so helpless.
There came a steady supply of oxygen through my clogged nostrils. Somehow, I was still breathing. It's like something wanted me to live. Something wanted me to live in this state of being buried alive. I was beyond struggling or screaming. Surrounded by sand, sinking deeper still, my fear was the petrified kind. Full body paralysis. As I kept getting dragged further, I could picture the mountain growing over top. Any escape was becoming more and more impossible. Where was this going? How will I die? Will I die? In response, the sand chilled around me like a trillion tiny icicles, and that same static voice transmitted across the endless black.
This is your eternity.
Eternity? The words settled into the pit of my stomach. No. This can't. No. Somehow, despite being completely buried, I learned I could still sob. My eyes burned from the sand, my whimpers muffled against the granules around my face. The sand's texture turned even colder. My whole body burned from the chill.
This is your last chance.
Please, make it stop.
You will kill 7 more.
I regained consciousness in my car. Like a toddler, I was still wrapped up in the back of the passenger seat, shivering uncontrollably. My entire body ached as I unclenched and sat in a more regular position. Outside, the world was calm. My radio was off. I wish I could tell you that the Black Desert was all a dream, but I knew it wasn't. It was a warning. A very real taste of my eternity damnation for disobeying the Shadow Being. I've been sitting here for over 3 hours, looking at that crane, gripping my steering wheel, biting my tongue, writing this story. I know I'm gonna have to ram that stupid thing. I know I'm gonna have to turn myself into the police afterwards. I'll tell them it was planned. Prison is fine. I could do prison. It'll be paradise compared to whatever ninth ring of hell I was just exposed to. I never wanted to visit that starless desert again. I would rather lock myself away, deep behind bars where I could never be in danger to the public. Where I could never be found by those searing red eyes. So, here I am. Enjoying my last few moments. I'll tell you right now, there is a peacefulness. A sort of serenity before oblivion. I could see some spring grass escaping through the cracks of concrete in the parking stall beside me. There's little purple flowers in it. I could see a lone patron pushing a shopping cart. They're unloading some groceries into their car. There's a bird nearby, too. A small one. It's seated high on a lamppost, scratching its beak against its wings. It's chirping and flying now, circling my car, it seems. And now look, there it goes. Flying outward. Look at it zip. Look at it go. It's perched on the crane, watching me. Eyes both glowing with the slightest hint of red.
Yes.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.